This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people from Ukraine to Pennsylvania.
Conspirators designed the malware to spread with devastating and indiscriminate alacrity, bringing down entire networks in seconds and searching for remote computer connections through which to attack additional innocent victims, all without hope of recovery or repair.
Britain and the U.S. said on Monday the hackers were involved in other attacks, such as the hack of the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea. Meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted Tuesday, saying the malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked and the country will proceed with an anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The last U.S.-Russia strategic nuclear arms control pact now appears on track to win a one-year extension as Washington on Tuesday welcomed a proposal by Moscow for such an extension if both sides freeze all nuclear warhead deployments for that period. The apparent breakthrough coming after months of difficult talks and 2 weeks before the U.S. presidential election appeared to narrow the gap between the sides over the fate of the 2010 New START agreement, which is due to expire in February. The demise of the treaty would lift all remaining restraints on deployments of strategic nuclear warheads and the missiles and bombers that carry them, fueling a possibly post-Cold War arms race. This is VOA News. Wasting no time, the U.S. Senate is on track to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court by next Monday. Republicans are charging toward a rare weekend session to push past procedural steps and install President Donald Trump's pick before Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will begin the task as soon as the Senate Judiciary Committee wraps up its work on Thursday. Who do Americans trust the most regarding the facts about the coronavirus? A new poll sheds light on the subject, as Mike Hempen reports.
Americans have lost trust in the people and institutions informing them about COVID-19. According to a poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and USA Facts, the poll shows that since April, people have been losing trust in the information they receive from state and local governments, the news media, social media, and their family and friends. Just 16% say they trust coronavirus information from President Trump a great deal or quite a bit. And 64% now say they trust Trump only a little or not at all on COVID-19. Only social media is less trusted. The family doctor now ranks highest when it comes to the source Americans trust the most for information about the virus. I'm Mike Hempen.
Election Day is close. Frighteningly so, with anxiety on both sides probably outpacing hope with only 2 weeks to go. Both candidates are at full tilt.
Wrapping up a three-day Western campaign swing, President Donald Trump was in Arizona Monday.
Cry, don't do that, I don't want to cry.
Democrat Joe Biden was home in Delaware prepping for Thursday night's final debate with Trump. That put the spotlight on his VP nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, in Florida.
The people are prepared to fight for their country.
As has been the norm for the Democratic ticket, due to the pandemic, social distance was the rule, with Harris speaking to supporters at a drive-in rally. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nearly 30 million Americans have cast early ballots in November's presidential election. That has shattered records as voters adjust to the coronavirus pandemic. The elections chief for Orange County, California, says the office is receiving 400% more early ballots than 4 years ago. A spacecraft from the U.S. space agency NASA is set to touch an asteroid, break off a sample, and bring it back to Earth for the first time during a history-making mission that culminates just a little bit later on today, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.